You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
It is your time with God in the Raw Ministries. I want to let you know that the devil is a very sly fox. He don't care who he's messing with. I heard someone shared a testimony not too long ago, and the person's testimony was that come Sunday morning, they couldn't get off their bed because there was an attack from the enemy. You can't tell me that God is not in this place. You can't tell me that God is not real. When that person came to the altar, I heard the Spirit says, back, demon. And I said, in the name of Jesus, and I want to let you know that it's not because you may seem like a simple person why you had an attack on Sunday. I had an attack too. We had such a powerful time in God's house and Sabbath, and I'm telling you, the enemy showed up at my house. I didn't leave this house until minutes to two Sunday morning. And come Sunday, the enemy walked into my house. But you see what the enemy didn't know, that he was walking into a war zone. I don't know about your house, but I can tell you about my house. My house is a minefield. My house, God have already set up an embargo. The enemy can try to penetrate that, but he won't be successful. My husband was on his way out the door. And I mean, Mark, you know, my husband just got out of the bathroom, got dressed, was ready to leave the house. And I got up, ready to go in the bathroom. When I got to the door of the bathroom, I saw this big lizard sitting on the bathroom rug. When I say big, I mean big, and the lizard was just looking at me. But you see, there was a time when I was afraid of those things. But the more I grew in God, I found out that God said, I have given you dominion over everything. When I got a hold of that, I start running from lizards and rats and snakes and everything. I've got power. Some of us only have power in the church house. Some of us only have power to cuss other people out. But I know that I have power over everything that rises up its head against me. Somebody magnify God in this place. If you know anything about lizards, when they see a big person or an object moving, they run. Well, this one didn't run. I stood there and I looked at it, and it sat there looking at me. So I said, okay. When then I got Brother Kirk, I said, come get this thing for me. And he's coming with a broom and a dustbin. And I'm saying, you're trying to chase this thing out of here. I want you to get it. He threw the dustbin down and hold up the broom. I don't know. I think he was expecting the thing to run away. But the thing still sat there looking. Ain't moving. So he went ahead and he striked it. Took it up, went outside. Not too long after, I had a massive pain in my left leg, in my thigh. I said, God. So I started to walk to see if that spasm would leave me. But the more I walk, I felt as though from my left hip, I was dragging a dead weight. And I realized that this is not natural. So you see, because I know what I got in my house. My husband was gone and I called my daughter. I said, yes! And she came and she started to massage the leg. But the more she rubbed, it's the worse the pain got. I said, get me to the bed. And by the time I got to the bed, I felt like my head was so light. My head was hurting. And I said to myself, I was laying there, and I said in my heart, I said, devil, you can touch my body, but you can't touch my soul salvation. So back up. The moment I said that, I said it in my heart, and I'm telling you, my daughter came under power, and she started speaking in a different language, and I'm telling you, when she started, Doc, I said, when she started, I don't know. That pain got up and chased out of my body, chased out of my house. No sooner PJ walked in, PJ rests his hand on the dresser, and he's just looking like, God, what is this going on up in here? And I heard when Cass came from under the power of God, and she said, PJ, she said, come take this pain out of my back. By this time, I was welling up. I reached for the mantle, and PJ was pulling that pain out of his sister's back, and I was laying the mantle. I said, devil, you didn't know that, just step up. You see, he's still fighting. I said, devil, you didn't know that you stepped into a war zone. Come on over, second Diosa. If you want war. If you want war, you have war. Thank you. tell you something. I got an anointing from my daughter. I don't think no bishop. I don't think no apostle. I don't think no prophet could have touched my body like that. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And I said, ain't nobody mad but the devil. And he's still mad. Who am I talking to out there? If God ever decides to do something in your life, if God ever decides to take you to the next level, you better look out, because the higher the level, it's the bigger the devil. You gotta trust in God with your whole heart. So let me tell you something. If I should bring you a word, the word would have to be the I am that I am God. You can pick up your phone. You can call your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is a rhema word on the airway for you. The I am that I am God has stopped by to visit you. Call somebody and tell them, the I am that I am God. He has come to visit your city. I said, the I am that I am God has come to visit your city. Who is he? He is the God that can do anything that you want him to do. Who is he? He's the God that can be anything that you want him to be. Who is he? He's a God that can be an enemy to your enemies. He's the God that can be an adversary to your adversaries. Moses met him. Moses said, who should I tell the people sent me? He said, tell them that I am, that I am, have sent you. He never sung to the horse. Some of us are doing what the Lord say do. And the more you do, the more the devil is doing too. Oh, Lord Jesus. But one thing I know about the I am God. The I am God is going to swallow up everything that professes to be like him. The I am God will consume and destroy everything that tries to exalt itself above God. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, you cannot fight the I am God. Say, neighbor, surrender to the I am God. You cannot win. What do you want him to be? Come on and talk to me. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Kondia second years. He can be that job that you're looking for. Not your neighbor, say neighbor. The I am God can be that job you're looking for. Neighbor, the I am God can be the healer you're looking for. Anybody seeking for a good lawyer? Call somebody and say, the I am God can be the lawyer you're looking for. Oh yes, call somebody and tell them, the I am God. Thank you. put a word in the airwave right now. There is someone out there. You have a case, and I heard that in the spirit realm right now. You have a case that even the lawyer is saying that this one, I don't see the way out. This one, but I hear the spirit of the Lord says, put it out there in the airwave right now, that the young God will be your judge if you believe God right now. If you're driving down the highway, pull over your car and say, God, I believe. If you're in your bed, get up and say, God, help me, God. Somebody shout, the I am God. The I am God. The bills are due. No money in the bank. Not your neighbor and said, don't worry. It will be all right. Say, the I am God will help you. If you go on. Say, keep on living right. Keep walking in the light. The I am God said to tell you it's gonna be all right. Come on and lift up Jesus. Come on and lift up Jesus. Come on and lift up the great I am that I am. Come on and lift up El Shaddai. Come on and lift up Jehovah Jireh. Come on and lift up Jehovah Rohi. Come on and lift up Jehovah Nissi. Come on and lift up the holy, holy, holy God. The last message I put out there is that it's time to stop being barren. And if you receive that word, then it simply means that everyone that is listening by way of the airwave is pregnant, and then everyone in this house is pregnant. Well, let me tell you something. When you become pregnant, you need the I am God. Because sometimes you get some kind of craving that you never thought you would have any desire for. But somebody says, the I am God is a way maker. The I am God, he knows the way. He knows what I need. Somebody says, the I am God is the same Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. I will not be afraid. Since he is the I am God, Apostle Daly told me on Sabbath, he said, you remind me of my mother. He said that my mother was such a crazy woman of faith. He said, my mother told me, if you are going to trust God for something you can't do for yourself. And trust God for something that nobody that you know can do for you. Get crazy with God and ask God for things that only God can do. So I invite every one of you to stand right where you are. Get crazy and ask God for something that no one around you can do for you. Ask God to do something for you that only God can do. Come on, don't be afraid. The I am God is here. He can be blood in your enemy's water. He can be frogs in their beds. He can be flies. I'm talking about the I am God. When he went to Egypt, he became blood. And when Pharaoh still wouldn't let his people go, he became frogs. What do you want him to be right now? What do you want him to be right now? Iliosa. Indalabasikini. Mulabakonias. Kandalabase. Kandalabase Kendio. Oh God, Kundio Nanabasi. Oh God. Yes. Oh God. We need you, God. Come and be our candle.
Because he is the I am that I am. Hallelujah. He can be whatever you want him to be. He can do whatever you want him to do. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say hallelujah. So lift up your hand and praise him in this room tonight. Hallelujah. 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 It's already done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody tell him thank you one more time. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Because I believe that it's done. Hallelujah. And that's your deliverance for the night. If you believe that, what you ask for, and you already know that what you're asking, that no man on earth can do it except God, then believe him to the end that he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. I believe God. Do you believe God? Hallelujah. Do you believe that he can do the impossible? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that we are able to ask or think according to the power that works in us. There is nothing that you can ask him that he can't do. Hallelujah. And I believe that what you ask him tonight to do is minute to what he's able to do. So just believe that you receive and you shall have it. Can I get an amen in the room? Hallelujah.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
You gave your life away for us.